back to my podcast, Book Interviews with Brooklyn. Today is a very interesting episode with a brand new guest star, Cheyenne Burgess. Cheyenne is an author who is coming up in the literature world. She has recently written a book called Liar Liar Pants on Fire that is hitting the ground running and is on its way to a bestseller. Liar Liar Pants on Fire is all about lies. In the book, Cheyenne explains how to effectively tell a lie, what makes a good liar, and other secrets with the subject. Please welcome our guest, Cheyenne Burgess.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Let's get started by talking about your book. What inspired you to write a book such as the one that you wrote about lying?
So lying is a crucial, important, and difficult part of everyday life. So basically, the goal of this paper is to educate people on the art of lying. For example, how to tell a good lie, what makes a good liar, and how to spot somebody who is a liar. In addition to being a little bit of a liar at times myself, I am studying to be an actor. My career has helped to inspire me to write this book for anyone wanting to understand the different aspects of lying.
Okay, so now that we've talked a little bit about yourself and your book, let's talk about some logistics. First off, what can you describe as a lie?
So a lie is basically a dishonest statement that somebody has made about pretty much anything that happens to exist. Lies can vary in severity and intensity, kind of depending on what the topic of the lie is. And many different cultures also have different definitions of a lie and acceptance of a lie. So it kind of depends on where you stand on lying yourself and how much acceptance your culture has for it.
So taking all that different information in about a lie, what makes a good lie?
So basically a good lie is when somebody can tell a dishonest statement and it can be completely and totally believed by another person. So many people have, they must be able to understand what a lie is so that they can interpret the lie or not believe the lie. And people who are not able to understand a lie often have a difficult time comprehending a lie and being able to distinguish the lie from the truth.
So in contrast, what makes a bad lie?
Basically, a bad lie consists of somebody who doesn't understand what a lie is, which can lead to them putting themselves in too deep, or not being able to make it cohesive enough so that everybody believes it. So, for example, if you are a very dishonest person, more often than not, telling a good successful lie will be really difficult for you because you won't be able to have other people believe you.
So obviously these things make good and bad lies, but what makes a person a good liar?
So basically, having the intelligence to create a statement that is both believable and has some true elements while still being incredibly false, that isn't necessarily complicated, creates a good liar. Anyone can do it, but you need to first understand what a lie is and how to create a good one. And there's many, many good resources that I point out in my book that help direct you to ways to look at different media to create your own basis for lying.
So basically, a good liar is someone who has experience and ability to make up details on the spot. So at what age do you think someone can effectively become a good liar?
So somebody becoming a good liar depends entirely on their cognitive development and other medical conditions. So basically a child has to be far enough along that obviously they can speak and they can put together full sentences, but they also have to be able to think about what they're saying before they can tell a lie. Also, there's medical conditions that can prevent somebody from lying, such as Pinocchio syndrome, which basically is a medical condition that, as the name states, you cannot tell a lie or else something happens to you medically. Like, for example, in some of the research that I had looked up, there was a person who, when they told a lie, they would pass out because their brain had this disease, which did not allow them to tell a lie.
Putting all these medical conditions aside, can you explain to me the difference in, like, a small child telling a lie compared to a young adult or an older adult?
So there's quite a difference between a small child's lies and a young adult's lies. A good example of this would be their severity of lying. And basically when an adult tells a lie, it could be for personal protection or like betterment of themselves. So a couple of the most commonly told lies by adults are, yeah, I just bought myself a $30,000 car, when in reality, it's not really that expensive or that nice. And they're just trying to better themselves. And some children may lie like, oh, look at me, I have 7 pieces of candy and you only have 2. So it just kind of depends on like age and what the goal of the lie is.
So would you say that younger children can't tell a more severe lie as someone as a more cognitively developed adult?
Yeah, it also kind of depends on what the lie is about, because many adults tell lies that often are like, no, I was not partying until 2 a.m. last night, which is kind of a severe thing and needs, like, has more repercussions than when a child tells a really minor lie, like, no, I didn't steal your candy yesterday.
Okay, so overall, can you just tell us how you've brought this book up and kind of, like, who's helped you out and other things that have made you be able to get it on this fast track to a good book?
Well, this podcast is helping me out a lot, helping me get some good PR for this book that I've recently published. Also, just having the ability to have a good network of friends and family that have supported me while I was writing this. And overall, just kind of making sure that I was getting everything done that I needed to. And my English professor has helped me a lot with edits and revisions and different versions. And basically, this book is kind of like my child, so we're pushing it out into the real world now. It's past its 18th birthday, so it's about time that it gets going.
What do you think the very next step in your career is after publishing this book?
Hopefully the book takes off soon, and then I would begin writing my next book, which topic is undecided as of right now, and when the topic becomes public, I'm sure that will be great for the future. So,
okay, Cheyenne, thank you very much, and good luck with your book.
Thank you very much.